The popularity of the British TV series The Repair Shop, where damaged personal items are repaired by craftspeople, is a reminder that some skills must never be allowed to die out. Christchurch is about to celebrate its heritage festival at the O'Kane's Bay Māori and Colonial Museum on Banks Peninsula. Events will include workshops for printmaking, blacksmithing and colonial baking. The Craftmasters Festival of Heritage Crafts hopes to encourage people to give it a go and at the same time to appreciate what goes into the handmade at a time when most of the things we use are mass-produced. There's a gallery of images on our webpage rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Take a look. I spoke to colonial baker Tanya Markman and blacksmith Les Schenkel, who you'll usually find at the blacksmith shop at Governor's Bay. Well, Tanya compares baking in modern-day ovens with the museum's 1860s colonial oven made from slabs of volcanic rock.
It is all the difference because I make the same recipe in my oven here, and that's a gas oven, and it's entirely different, the flavour. And the wood you use, the volcanic rock, the type of heat, it transforms it, truly.
Is the temperature easily controlled? Or is that part of the fun?
Yes, you just have to work out how much your eyebrows have been singed.
Oh, my goodness me.
Or your eyelashes in my case. And I used to throw a little bit of flour in the door oven. It's a very small oven door, and see how quickly it burnt and whether that. And then you get a feel. You open the door a little bit and you get a feel of how hot it is and is it ready. So the variation is enormous. So I think the shortest time we cooked the buns, and you go in 80 at a time, so four trays, 7 minutes. And then if it's not up to temperature, it can take like 20 minutes. So there's a dramatic variation for sure.
Do you think ovens like this improve with time? I mean, do you get a sense that it's been used so much there's something that's impregnated itself into the walls of the oven?
Yeah, I'm sure there's all of that too. Yep. And it's had a rebirth of late, so it's looking splendiferous. And it's so that will be interesting to see how it changes the flavour, if at all. But I'm sure that all the previous bakings in it do make a difference to it.
Les, I'll bring you in here. What about blacksmithing? Is this a family tradition, or did it kind of come to you as colonial baking did to Tanya?
No, not really. I used to work at a local engineering shop, Littleton Engineering, in Littleton here. It came to the time where I didn't actually want to continue on with school. So I approached the manager and said, can I actually, because they had a great big man there, Big Bill, and he was had muscles everywhere. And for a 7'8" weakling, if you like, he was a he-man. And I thought, well, I don't mind using my hands. So I approached old Norm and said, what's the chance of an apprenticeship? And of course, you had to go through the protocol. And finally, he said, yeah. He said, but I want you to finish your third year at high school before you come here. And I said, no way, I've already chucked my hand in. So I started back in the 60s, early 60s, and it was a 10,000 hour apprenticeship to be indentured. And it just flourished. It was very, very hard going for the first 18 months, I must admit. A couple of big hairy men standing over you, driving you. And believe it or not, it just flourished. And because there was no small artifacts or bits and pieces to do, no arty stuff. And it was all heavy, very heavy engineering. And a weakling to be swinging a 28-pound Monday hammer, they used to call it, Monday morning hammer, it certainly built you up to be a bit more wiry and strong. And we just continued on, and of course I worked as a blacksmith after coming out of my time, which was, 5 years apprenticeship. And then I joined the Harbour Board, Littleton Harbour Board, as their blacksmith, and continued on to about 1988. when the ports reforms come in, and I had to diversify. I diversified into structural engineering and welding, and continued on. And I was at the port company, or port company as it was started at back then, for 43 years. And then I initially had an injury and sort of couldn't walk around on the concrete floors anymore. And the Governor's Bay Heritage Trust approached me to get the blacksmith shop up and running in Teddington, Heads of the Bay, Littleton Harbour, which took 8 or 9 months to get the fire going. It was all, as I say, rusted away, and there wasn't much in the shed when I got there at any rate. So we started from day one, and finally after 5 months got the fire going and started to make a few bits and pieces, and I'm still there. I'm still working at Teddington. So I was approached by the team at O'Kane's Bay a couple of years ago to do the Waitangi celebrations, because Murray had died, Murray Thacker, and I went around and started to do a bit there, and been approached to do the Heritage Week next week as well. But I'm afraid I've had a wee bit of a health scare, and I won't be there. I might be there just to supervise, but I won't be doing any work, so that's where we are.
Have the techniques used in blacksmithing changed very much? I mean, we've got all kinds of clever technology now, but is blacksmithing still very much as it has been for a very long time?
Blacksmithing is what you make out of it. I mean, I do the old style, still do the old, hammer it out and do it the long way, and still do that. But people want work done quickly, and you've got to speed up the process, otherwise you don't get the work. But as I say, blacksmithing as it is, I mean, there's so many shapes and forms of it. I mean, you go on forever. And it's up to the individual of what he puts into it. And, I mean, the old style's usually the longest, but the best.
What do you most enjoy making now?
Anything at all. I can lay my hand on just about anything. You know, if I usually say if a person can draw it, you can make it.
It does look amazing. It's amazing to watch those, the body, the heat, the force of the hammer. I mean, it's such a physical activity, but it must be incredibly satisfying.
Well, it is. I mean, but when you've been doing it as long as I have, it's just a flourish. I mean, I still enjoy doing it, and it's just a flourish. And I do enjoy the amazement of some people when you can produce something out of nothing. I mean, you can make something, just pick a piece of old rusty steel up and make something out of it. And I mean, I suppose you can say it's a wee bit of talent or else talent, but it's not really. It's just the norm for me because I've been doing it for so long.
Tanya, the recipes that you use for your buns and anything else that you cook in the colonial oven, are the recipes traditional or are they recipes that we would recognise today?
Well, bread tradition is a huge topic, or in some ways, if you think about it, a small topic. I mean, you've only got the four basic ingredients, flour, water, salt and a yeast in whatever form you choose. And there are thousands of recipes that can be made from those basic four around the world. And I guess that the tradition for me wasn't handed down from family to family. It was something that I garnered on the way as I grew with the family. In fact, the recipe that I use is always impregnated with red flecks, and people ask, what is that? And it's carrot, because I always wanted to put vegetables into the kids as much as I could. So I used to hide it in the bread. And I suppose that's become the signature in a way. But I think that certainly the flours have changed. Modern flours are vastly different from the original ones. that's probably what is different now.
Shall we get into the sourdough debate, Tanya?
Well, we can.
I know, it's fine. I mean, it's a whole different interview. One of the things that I've noticed, and I referred to this in the start of the program, was that there is a renewed interest, well, baking happened also during COVID-19, but a renewed interest in crafts and craftspersonship and the handmade and the bespoke and the traditional. And are you getting that sense too? I mean, these workshops that are being held at O'Kane's Bay Museum, for example, really hands-on for people who just want to give it a go, you know, get their hands mucky.
Oh, absolutely. I think I see it all around. People want to go back to basics. I think they probably have had the time, and COVID's had a big input into that. But I think I think it's gone full circle. There was a time when my partner would put pottery out at the gate, and then you couldn't make a living from that. And now it's almost like you can do that. These days there are a lot of craft options available for people to try nowadays. And I think that's wonderful. I think that there is a certain sense of real fulfillment when you start something and you bring it to a fruition, to an ending. It's a great achievement. And if it can be useful, even better.
Liz, are you finding the same thing? Do you feel that there, I mean, this has been your life, of course, blacksmithing, but do you get a sense that there is a renewed interest in, as I say, the bespoke, the handmade, the traditional crafted objects?
Oh, yes. Anytime there's an advertisement in the local paper here on the shop, there's always a flurry of phone calls and people wanting to do this and that next thing. And because you've got to watch what you're doing these days, because there's a thing called OSH, and we are in what we call a dangerous area of engineering, where you've got hot fires and sparks and all kinds of things flying about. And I'm a wee bit dubious, if you like. I don't mind doing one-on-one sometimes, but when you've got a bunch of people who want to work your gear, I'm a wee bit shy of that. But as I say, I still give them the encouragement, and I still actually tell them if they want to know how to do something, I can show them and point them in the right direction. So as I say, as far as that goes, a lot of people make little forges and stuff out of vacuum cleaner motors and stuff, and bang on a piece of tin or a bit of iron or something to do their thing. So as I say, I still encourage it, and that's why I'm still going. I mean, I want to keep it alive, because there's not many of us going as in business. And as I say, we can only progress as we're going. So it's good that they're having these workshops at O'Kane's Bay. There's a lad around there who's going to be showing the people how to do things. And if I can, I will definitely be around there. So as I say, it's a hands-on thing. And anybody can have a go. And if they come up against a bit of a problem, there's always a phone call to me, or come around and see, and I'll show them how to do it.
Do you think there are more blacksmiths coming into the career, Liz? Or you said there aren't many of you around.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, there's no apprenticeship now for blacksmithing. And as I say, and of course, it'll be an apprenticeship around. I really don't know who's going to show them the tricks, and I mean, they'll just go on and on and on in their own sort of way, but not be doing it properly. And I've always stipulated that people do it the hard way first. I mean, you've got to, I mean, it's skill. You're only building the skill up if you show them how to do it and make them do it the right way, the old way. And that's it. But as I say, as far as blacksmithing goes, I do not know of any blacksmiths doing an apprenticeship. Not in the South Island, at any rate.
Oh, that's a damn shame. That's not what I want to hear. I was hoping it was flourishing.
Yes, it's dying. It's a dying art. There's no two ways about it. And as I say, if people do not get the basics, as I say, from day one, and just go out on a tangent and make things as they think they should be made. Because the quality of the work drops away too. It's all right if it's artistic, but if you're actually doing a job to get something up and running, it's got to be done properly.
Blacksmith Les Schenkel and Colonial Baker Tanya Markman. The Craft Masters Festival of Heritage Crafts at O'Kane's Bay Māori and Colonial Museum on Banks Peninsula starts on the 23rd of October as part of the Christchurch Heritage Festival